got a loadout. They just got a loadout. This is free from the sniper.
Oh, free to true kill.
Got one. What's going on, guys? It's Clips, and you're here in Fragging and Lagging. Well, let me get the fourth. Let me get the fourth. Let me get the fourth. Let me get it. Let me get it. Got it. Let's go, baby.
Roll back that beautiful bean footage, and you'll find it.
I can't hear a thing in the game. It's like, hey, there's a friend request.
All right, this bastard is on my GTFO, bitch.
All right, everybody, here it comes. Sit back and enjoy the Fragging and Lagging podcast. Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's me, Bobby, your Junkhead. Call me whatever you want, as long as you call me your friend. And I hope you guys are enjoying this season of the Fragging and Lagging podcast. And as usual, I can't do this without the beast from Bruges, the homie from Belgiumania. I just made that up. It's Patton Pendon, my brother from another mother, Joaquin Blaze. How you doing?
Yo, Junkhead, how you doing, man? How's my Floridian beast doing?
Doing good, man. You know, it's hot.
So. How many hairs are you still having on your head?
We're not talking about that. This is not about me. This is not about me. So,
well, I got to get you back every time for the Blaze Diva, because even everywhere, like any Twitch channel I go in, people call me Blaze Diva usually now.
Oh, you're welcome. You are welcome.
Well, I'm still waiting on the profits from the shirts.
Not gonna happen.
Blaze Diva.
Not gonna happen.
I still need some money from the Blaze Diva emote you put on Twitch. But hey. Whatever, it's not about you, it's not about me. We're having an amazing guest today. I'm kind of excited even for him. We got to thank somebody for bringing him on, right?
Yeah. Of course, we got to thank Justin, obviously.
Justin, thank you.
Thank you, Justin. But most importantly, go ahead. I'm going to let you introduce him.
I don't know if I can, but I'm going to try. So, he's one of the founders of one of the biggest clans around. A clan that so many people want to be part of, a clan that inspired people, that brought a lot of content creators to the top, that showed certain content creators to the whole wide world. It's Clips from FaZe Clan, or ex-founder FaZe Clan, if I'm right. Right, Clips?
Yeah, I'm actually one of the original founders of FaZe Clan. You can just call me
there
Clips or Eric, whatever you want.
Clips.
Clips or Eric. Clips. I like Clips. I don't know. It's maybe TikTok related and shorties on YouTube now, but Clips, you know.
Right, yeah, it's really relatable. Yeah,
so first and foremost, thank you for coming on the podcast, and we really look forward to hearing your story. And I'm excited because, like, you know, obviously a Call of Duty guy, there was always the two biggest orgs out there creating content around Call of Duty was, you know, FaZe and Optic. So I'm excited. So
yeah, man, that's literally how it started. I just remember I was always watching like Grizz and Optic. There was somebody, Optic Predator, before he was Optic Predator. It was M48.3 Predator. So a bunch of original YouTube creators, bro, back in the day. A lot of people do like real life content now. I think one of them is like, he scuba dives. I forgot what his name is. Is it Dally? I don't know what his name is, but yeah, I forget. But yeah, man, a lot of people, you know, who are still in the scene grinding, doing their thing. But that's a good old rivalry, man. Optic versus FaZe. That brings me back.
Oh my God. Yeah. You said Grizz. I mean, those are, oh my God. Predator. That's like still to this day, one of my favorite YouTube videos that, he did. What was it? Fusion 8?
Dude, he had iconic videos, literally. Like, I just remember as a kid seeing the editing and stuff like that, like just the high level gameplay too. Like, it was just amazing to see as a kid. It inspired me so much.
So I mean, so is that kind of what, but you know, you're just like, I this is what I want to do, you know. I mean, obviously if you're revolved around FaZe, an OG, you know, one of the founders, OG FaZe guy, you probably quick scope the shit out of a lot of people, and you made them famous as being that guy. So, I mean, what really flipped the light switch for you and said, hey, this is what I want to do?
It was coming at I feel like it was just a timing thing, you know, like Halo 3 had the MLG thing going on, and I was really into that coming out of my eighth grade year. So like FaZe happened. I was so young. I was like the summer of eighth grade going to ninth grade. But like, so during middle school, I remember playing a lot of Halo 3, wanting to compete, you know, and go to LANs and stuff like that. And when Call of Duty, like I remember one of my friend's dads beat me in Halo. And I was like, I'm not getting beat by some old guy in a video game. Like, I don't want to play this game anymore. So I switched to Call of Duty. And that probably was the best decision of my life. And I just started, you know, playing a lot of Call of Duty, Call of Duty 4. And then Modern Warfare 2 came out. And I think it was already out for probably like a year or so, maybe a little bit less when we started FaZe.
I mean, so what was that like? Because obviously a lot of... It was all about
like did you start like Bill Gates in your garage? And, like, let's start FaZe Clan and make a logo and you know, like how did that go? Like how did you start FaZe Clan?
So yeah, man, so I was just so into the game and it started with just me playing with, you know, like local homies and stuff like that. My friends from school. We would just come home from school, get on the game, and then, you know, obviously we all live different lives. So the cool thing was that we had Xbox Live, that's how we played with each other, but you can also play with random people anywhere, right? So, you know, I would just play Search and Destroy, and I found some friends to play with, and that just happened to be Timid House Cat and Resistance Hero. That was their gamer tags at the time, and that it was one of the other two original creators of FaZe was FaZe House Cat and FaZe Resistance, and House Cat was from Texas. I'm from Florida, and Resistance was from, House Cat was from Canada, I'm sorry, and Resistance was from Texas, and yeah, man, and we just played Call of Duty every day together, like, that whole summer, and one day, you know, like I said, I was so into the YouTube videos and stuff, we were all into that kind of stuff, and we would share, like, videos and people we were into, and I was thinking, like, you know, I'm probably never, ever going to be able to join Optic, you know, I'm not that good, I'm just making my own team with my friends, you know, do something that I think is cool, you know what I mean? And so we were talking about starting a team, and I would already rock, like, FaZe or Haze in my clan tag. So I was like, you know, we should call it FaZe or Haze or whatever. And we eventually agreed with FaZe and we started the YouTube channel the same, like the next day, Housecat started the YouTube channel. We all changed our names. We paid 1600 Microsoft points. I think that around the time it's like maybe 15, 20 bucks, changed our gamer tags on Xbox. And, we were all now part of FaZe Clan.
Man, just like that.
Yeah, just like that, man. And we just started, you know, grinding, making content every week. You know, at the time, we were just some kids playing a video game, having fun, doing trick shots. And it was interesting, though, because, like, we didn't know what we were doing. But now, you know, fast forward, and I look back, I realize, like, Modern Warfare 2 was the first Call of Duty that had the kill cam, you know, engine in it, like, where you can see the replay of the kill. And they would have it for like the game winner and stuff. And that was what we did. We did trick shots with the game winner. It was like a cool replay, like a nice little highlight. You know, and you see that every day, like on ESPN and other things like that. And so it just makes sense on why everything happened the way that it did and how we blew up. But yeah, we were just making those videos every week, like little highlights. And people just knew us as the dudes who did the trick shots. So if they seen FaZe in the name, they knew they were going to get quickscoped.
Yeah, because like I know like when I would be playing like a Team Tac S&D with the homies and stuff, and you'd see somebody like with FaZe in there, like it always gets down to that, you know, you're the last man up, and you see people jumping off a tail of an airplane, and you're just like, these guys are trying to create a clip. It's not going to happen.
I'm not trying to end up viral, like, you know what I mean?
I'm like, Simtex at the ground, you're not going to get me, you know? I'll go out like that.
Oh, no, you was jumping off the map and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I was like, no. You'd always see it. I was like, this dude, like on Scrapyard, you know, you get that one guy in the window, like building three, and you see him, and you would literally, you'd see him jump out the window, you see 360s, 720s, and he'd run back up to the window, and then you did 360s, like, no, that's not happening. Simtex to the ground, you're not getting me.
So. yeah, man, those are those dudes, man, they didn't want to end up on the highlight reel.
Yeah, I wasn't, you know, and especially, like, you'd watch, like, you know, like you said, like, with Grizz and Predator and even Pomage and stuff like that. You're like, that's not going to be me. I am not going to be on there. You know, I'd rather die to a killing myself, jumping off the map than.
Oh yeah. Like Pomage and them is like a whole nother level. So like when I was talking about Grizz and them, that's like, you know, early days, really early days, you know, like MySpace, early Yahoo, AskJeeves.com kind of stuff. And Pamaj is like, you know, Google Fiber and stuff like that. They're on a whole nother
I mean,
whole other vibe.
I remember one time I was like, I did a YouTube video. I was like, I'm just going to do another, but like, Quickscope. And I'm like, I realized I can't Quickscope. It's more of a drag scope. And I was like, you get those final kill cams and you just like, it didn't count. It was a drag scope. It's not a Quickscope. It was a drag scope. And I'm just like, man, I mean, what was your original sense you played on?
Oh, 10 sensitivity all day.
Oh my God.
10 sensitivity. I was one of those.
I was like, whew, I think I was up 4-4 and I was like, man, I can't quick, like, turn your sensitivity up. And I was like, nope, going back down.
But the 10 sensitivity was the highest back then. I remember, like, now it goes to like what, 15 or something like that.
Ridiculous.
I don't know, but like now they even have it because everyone plays on mouse and keyboard and stuff now too. So it's all crazy. You can put your DPI up and all that other stuff.
Man, that's good. So what was your favorite sniper? What was the one as a player that you, I mean, I'm going to go with, it's either the M403 or as they call it, the 1010. So was it, you were, what was your favorite one that when you were playing that felt the best when you were world starring people?
Oh man, I'm going to have to say number one, obviously the Intervention Modern Warfare 2. That's my baby. And number two at the M40, the 1010, because that right there is a no scope machine in Call of Duty 4. If you had steady aim with the ACOG scope, anybody, like, you can no scope people from across the map consistently. And that used to be so fun to me. Like, I like, that's what I like about the older Call of Duties too, is like those games were like broken. You could just have a lot of fun, you know what I mean, just with the sniper. And I think that's why a lot of people don't like the sniper. They just have bad memories.
Nightmares. I'm gonna go with nightmares. I mean, because I think I've said that I understand the evolution of like gaming and stuff like that. That the game has to evolve, but like the older Call of Duties were so much simpler. You know, I didn't have to put like one specific sight on here with a grip, a different. You know, you got what you got. You know.
Yeah, I didn't know that I was enlisting in the service when I was playing Call of Duty and had to pick up my attachments for a gun. Now it's all crazy.
And it's like, oh, okay. So obviously you started out as a Call of Duty kid. Got, you know, I mean, well, first of all, Floridian, yes?
Yes, sir, Central Florida.
Down south, Gulf Coast is the best coast, that's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
He's from Florida as well, you know?
Yeah. So from the
I love all of Florida.
Dude, Florida. Oh, I'm so glad to be home. So that's all. Oh, God. That guy
just got back from Vegas.
Oh, that's big news going on there, too. So are you still connected to FaZe still, or?
Yeah. So I still, you know, do content and stuff like that for FaZe, considered like a legacy member and stuff like that. Still, you know, obviously a founder of FaZe. But yeah, man, the FaZe's family, dude. Those are the guys right there. Those are my bros. Anytime I'm in LA, you know, we link up. Anytime, you know, we're in the same spot, we get together.
So what's Tommy like? Gotta know.
Bro, that guy's a legend. I feel like, and it's crazy too, because like for example, like, you know, I was out of the gaming scene for so long, but then when we talked on the phone that first time after all those years, it was like the same dudes from the Xbox lobby. You know what I mean? And it's always like that. So that's what I love about that man. Him, C-Bass, those are all my bros.
Banks legit, dude. I mean, you know,
he's like, a rock star, real life
rock
star.
Yeah, exactly. He's the rock star guy, you know. It's like, you know, I'm going to hit this 360, and then I'm going to drink this bottle of Cristal. Let's do this, you know. I'm saying, that's just how he is. He's all inked up. And I think one of the coolest things was when Tommy and Hector got the matching hand tattoos, but his was the M4, and then Tommy had the Intervention on his hand, and I was like, that's like something there. I was like, I think when you look back on like Call of Duty content, even competitive nowadays, competitive esports side, the two biggest names that come to mind is obviously FaZe and Optic. You know, I know those are envious and stuff like that, but those to me, I think that you guys as founding members of you guys said, look, there's a viability when it comes to creating content that will blossom into what it is today.
Yeah, it's iconic, man. And you know, we got to have a respect, like, you know, like people like Hector and, you know, Tommy Banks, all those people, just innovators, man. You know, great people. They did a lot for this space. And, you know, like you said, looking back, it's just crazy on how many people and what it did for the world, man, just for gaming, too.
Oh, I mean, it's just like, you know, I thought it was cool just noob tubing things and that spot. Everyone, if you played Modern Warfare 2 and you noob tube, you always went to the one spot, that certain map. You know, if I'm playing Domination, one man army, pop off two, and then one man army. By the time I'm sending the third one, the first two have hit, and you know, you're like, oh, I'm going for my nuke or something like that. But
oh man, bro, it's so hard to get a nuke now with skill based matchmaking. I wish it was easy.
Oh, so as you're progressing, you guys founded FaZe Clan. And I mean, what is the journey that first of all, it's so weird. This is the most silent I've ever heard Blaze, period.
So. Well, I didn't play that game. So, you know, and you... FaZe, I know it's big. I know Banks, you know, I know, the things I've seen on Twitter the last few years and that I've seen on social media and stuff like that. But for you, it's like, bigger
I'm in a candy store right now and it's
that's what I'm
I get it because it's
but
like
what I'm wondering is like you created it with some buddies you met online and stuff like that. When did it become somewhere to in the direction where it is now, you know?
So we blow up from doing the trick shots on, you know, YouTube. We're posting the ill cams every week, every time that we got the little series going. We're putting in dope music with cool gaming clips. We got the community hype. My Xbox Red rings maybe right before we hit 100K or like right after we hit 100K on YouTube or something like that. I don't remember. And it's like right when we signed a contract with Machinima. And at the time, that's a YouTube network. And at the time, it was really hard to get a partnership with and get paid off of YouTube videos. Like there was like three ways to get partnered. And Machinima was like one of the only gaming networks out. So that was a big feat in the YouTube space. And, you know, I was really excited about that. But then my Xbox Red Ring, and I'm like 14 years old, don't have a job. You know what I mean? I don't even think I was able to work at the time in Florida, if that's even legal, right? We would have to mow lawns for the whole summer and not
delivering papers or something. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So my Xbox breaks and I tell my family, like, you know, I'm doing this thing online. They don't even know about this, first of all, that I'm doing this, this gaming thing like that. Like my mom had bought me a capture card, but they still didn't understand. Like I tried to persuade them to get me the HD PVR. They were like, no way I'm spending $200 on something to record you playing a video game. And it's not even a camera. It's not even recording you. It's recording just the game. Like, they don't understand that back then. So that's like, what, 2010 too. So in 10 years, 11 years, you can see how much time has changed. But yeah, so I tell them, like, my Xbox breaks. And, you know, I have this thing going on with YouTube. I'll make the money back in 2 weeks if you just get me a new Xbox. I'll be able to post content. I was just trying to get that picture through their head. And they didn't understand it, and we weren't in the best financial situation at the time, so that was just like a sacrifice they weren't really willing to make. And you know, I completely understand that. I probably would have done the same thing if I was in their shoes. But yeah, so you know, I didn't get a new Xbox, and I just kind of picture. And at the time, there was no social media at the time like that either, like not really any Facebook, Twitter, or any. You know, I'm a young kid, wasn't into that. So somebody you played video games with every day just doesn't come back online ever again. And so, you know, you go to your friends list, it says FaZe Clips last seen online, you know, 365 days ago, something like that, right? So that's pretty much what happened to me. I didn't really care. Like, I still didn't even understand, you know, I don't want to say I didn't care, but I still didn't understand what I was doing. I was so immature back then. So I'm almost glad that I didn't have my Xbox, you know, given back to me. Like I'm glad I didn't get it fixed or anything like that. So I do my thing in school. I graduate high school, whatever. And Resistance, I think he wants to finish high school. He gets a girlfriend. He does his own thing. He lives his own life. And then House Cat. Oh yeah, Resistance actually left FaZe to start a different team called Dare. And House Cat eventually just stopped making content. Like, he just decided to stop making content and leave FaZe. Like, they all parted ways, you know, in their own, did their own thing. My thing was my Xbox just broke, though. And then, like I said, you never heard from me ever again after just one day you were playing with me and one day you weren't. I make a social media, or I'm at a Christmas party in 2016. And I'm with my cousin and his little brother. And we're talking about my cousin is like my age. His little brother is probably like, at the time, maybe 11 or 12, 13. That's maybe a stretch. Maybe like 13. 11, 12, whatever. And we're talking about Call of Duty. We're reminiscing, shooting the shit. We're drinking. And his little brother hears us talking about Call of Duty and FaZe. And he goes, wait. You were in FaZe, blah, 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 and starts talking about Tico, says the name Tico, starts talking about the FaZe house, this and that, and starts going in, and I see this kid, the happiest I've ever seen him in my life. And I'm like, what is he talking about? Why is he still, how does he even know about this? You know what I mean? So then I go on YouTube and I look it up, and I see, bro, like how big FaZe is at the time. This is like, this is December 2015, Christmas. And I was like, what? Whoa, like, I was like, what the heck? This is still going, like, people are still into this stuff. Like, whoa. I didn't play video games from like when my Xbox broke up until 2016. Cause then, like, when I saw that, I made a social media account and I remembered the password to my old YouTube channel that I had at the time that was not FaZe Clan, but it was like my own personal YouTube channel. I had like 3,000 subscribers, and I just put hashtag FaZe History with FaZe Clips. And I just talked about how I started FaZe, the story about, you know, how we just play everything I just told you guys, right? And somehow, some way, they find it. And Tommy reaches out to me on Twitter, and we talk for like 2 hours. One day, he calls me while I'm working at my job. I was working at AT&T retail, and we talk for like 2 hours. He talks to my mom and everything, and and then they fly me out in like February of 2016 to the FaZe New York house. And then we make the video, you know, meet the founder of FaZe. And that's me with Apex, Rain, and Tommy. And they pretty much changed my life from that point on, bro. Because like I said, I didn't play video games. I wasn't a content creator. I was just like into music and stuff like that. Like I was into like, I was really like a SoundCloud era person. Like I was really into like the music scene, like underground music, not even like mainstream stuff, into producers, everything. So like I was just a super internet kid, like fat, like Hypebeast, Supreme, you know, like I was into shoes before there was like a StockX. I was into shoes before you can resell them, before there was bots, before all these sneaker apps and stuff like that. Same thing like goes for the music. That's kind of the stuff that I was into. But then when I found out about the FaZe stuff, like how big it was, and when they reached out to me, I was like, wow, like this is amazing. It's a whole nother world. And I started creating gaming content and YouTube content, and they were already doing their thing. So Tommy was able to, I recruited Tommy back when I was in FaZe and I first started it. FaZe Temper, he was just going to be a competitive sniper and graphic designer. That's what we recruited him at the time. And, but he had that gift. Like I saw that he was, you know, very, very creative, and he was a leader. And we ended up giving him the password to the YouTube and stuff like that. So he became like, you know, a leader in the team. He had a role. And when I fell off, you know, and everybody else did their own thing, you know, he took the reins and turned it into the business and stuff like that. What it is today, kept going to events, hanging out with the dudes from Optic. You know what I mean? Networking in real life. Like, that's so important. And back then, he was one of the few people doing that in the gaming scene. And, you know, had something, so you know, like the org behind him, that big community, like that was such a, you know, such a huge thing back then. And that's amazing that he did that. And I was so immature back then, I probably wouldn't have been able to do that. So I was like, yo, everything happens for a reason, you know. And but yeah, bro, so they changed my life like in 2016, man, and I got back in the gaming scene and just been grinding ever since.
Who came up with the FaZe motto, the FaZe up motto?
Oh, so yeah, so FaZe up the hand thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I heard that somebody that was with Temper, like a friend of his, like threw up a hand symbol, or he threw it up or something like that, and said FaZe up, and just became a thing.
Something simple like that. What's up, Tom?
Yeah, like yeah, like phase up. Yeah, like phase up type of deal.
Yeah, because you would be like, you'd go to like when I would go to like competitive Call of Duty, like, which I miss. I cannot wait for those days, the LAN events to come back like that. And, you know, you'd have the let's go optic, and you look over on the other side when they're playing phase, and you'd see phase up. You see everybody's hands in the air. It's like, that's it. I mean, there was envious people, you know, but still, that was like, you know, they call it the the E Classico optic versus envy. But I think when it comes to Call of Duty, I mean, think nothing other than, you know, especially now because the phase team is ridiculous right now.
And oh yeah, they're killing it. Atlanta phase is killing it in Call of Duty.
Like, but you'd always see that they'll phase up. You know, you'd always see someone with an optic jersey, or you see somebody with a phase jersey.
Yeah, man. I came up with just the name phase, like for the YouTube team and all that, phase clan. Tommy came up with the logo. He drew it in high school. Like, he drew it in his class one day. And so he's like the original designer of the logo. That's like the Batman symbol to me. Like, as far as like esports goes, I feel like you see the FaZe Clan. Like, you can just walk around and kids will see it or something. It's almost like like the Nike check or something.
Yeah,
like
I mean, I'm a marketing guy, so it's simple, but it's clear. You know what I'm saying? You can recognize it like a Batman logo, like you say. You know,
it's not
a complicated, like, over the top logo. No, it's just the F, you know, from FaZe.
It's crazy. And, you know, like, even him, you know, as a kid in high school, like, it was something so simple and clean. Like, he probably didn't even see what he was doing at the time. You know what I mean? How he was like just chilling in class, doodling.
I mean, yeah, because there's certain things, and especially in esports now, because the evolution of it, you know, I mean, you look at the Atlanta FaZe logo now, you know, it's like you have the A, it's almost like the F. And it's just linked together, and like, yep,
yeah.
So, but like, you look at that, the phase logo, and you look at the Optic Gaming logo. They're undeniable. You know, you're like, okay, yep, he's a FaZe fan. I mean, how many people have you ran into with the FaZe Clan logo on it?
Dude, all the time. It's funny you say that. I was in the airport, and yesterday, as I was coming home from Vegas, I see somebody with the FaZe logo on the plane. And then when I got off, I seen him again. And I was like, yo, I like your hat and your shirt. I didn't even notice he had the hat until I went up to him. And I was like, oh, bro, that's dope. And then he's like, oh, thank you. And he's like, he said something about Jarvis or whatever, that he was coming from Vegas. I don't know if he was related to him or he's working with him. I don't know what he said. I couldn't understand him. But I was like, oh, that's awesome, bro. I'm actually one of the original founders of FaZe, blah, blah, blah. So he was like, oh, snap. Such a small world, but it's, you know, bro, I see people with the logo all the time, like from kids to, you know, older people. Like that guy that I ran into, he was probably, you know, between late 20s to 40s. I don't know. It's a pretty wide range, but.
Man, but I mean, has anybody ever called and said, yeah, you're full of shit? And you just like, look, let me show you, you know?
Yeah, like, no one's really been like aggressive about it, but it's been like, you know, it's pretty unbelievable. Even to me, man, like there's been times like I don't believe it. Like, you know, I'll be in a situation, I'll be out in LA, be out in the hills, or I'll run into somebody or somebody will message me and stuff like that. Like there's stuff that I would killed for and dreamed it, like stuff that I was dreaming about. Like I told you, in between, you know, 2011 to 2015 that I thought was impossible. There was stuff that I thought was impossible that I'm seeing and doing and experiencing now. And there's days where I'm just like, whoa, you know, like, whoa.
What about like when people recognize you, they're like, have you ever had those people like, oh, like the little kid come up or like,
yeah,
I know you are, dude.
Yeah, especially, bro, that's happened a lot too from TikTok. That's what I love about TikTok too. I gained such a new fan base, and it's done so much for me and my personal brand too. I love it, man. Like having that, to me, that's what it's about too. I don't care about the money or anything like that. Like when you see those kids, like remember what I told you about my cousin, that light that he had when he told me about the phase that he thought of when he heard me and his brother talking about it. Like that is what I live for. Like when they come up to me and you life, like, you know, or you're inspiring someone, like that's crazy, bro. Like that, like that to me is like, wow, like that's crazy.
Okay, 1v1 against Temper, who's coming out on top? I know you guys had some clan battles and some private matches on Rust.
Oh man, if we're bringing it to Rust, I'm gonna be honest with you. I might give him a run for his money, but he'll probably beat me. I'll be honest. I got the old man hands now. You know what they call me, boomer. I'm a boomer, right? So I don't know if I could keep up, but he's a beast, bro. I watch his stream and stuff like that, and he's really good.
He calls himself old. I mean, I'm 40 years old, and Junket's what, 50?
40, 48. I'm gonna cry.
It's okay. It doesn't matter. We're all the same age. It's okay.
Exactly.
I mean, I always like when I stream or when I play with young guys, and they're like, "Oh my, you could be my dad actually," and I'm like, "Yeah." But I play better than you.
Exactly. That's what it's about. No, yeah, man. I just say that because, like, coming from the Fortnite stuff, like, there's just so many young kids killing it in Fortnite. It's hard to keep up. But no, yeah. As far as like 1v1 goes, I want to see that, man. If Temper hears this, let's get it, man. Let's get on Rust. Let's do it for the people.
That's it. You gotta do it. Everyone wants. And I always like when I first started learning how to quickscope or attempt to quickscope. He's like, dude, we're going to Rust, and like you would play like 1v1s quickscope with a throwing knife, and you're like, the last one has to be a 360 throwing
360
knife.
360 last. That was it. You would just hear someone screaming, 360 last, 360 last.
Exactly. You're just like, 360, or it doesn't count, you know, or you lose. If you don't hit it and you kill them, you lost. It was an automatic L because you didn't do a 360. He'd be like, 360, no, you know, throwing knife. And I'm just like, what? And I was like, dude, I can barely pull off a quick scope, and you want me to pull a 360 off? And he's like, it's got to be a no-no. And trust me, that, like you said, that final kill, everyone was like, yeah, I quick scoped the shit out of you. And you look, and they're like, backside Rust in the shipping container, hard scoping the shit out of you, you know?
Yeah, that was the beauty of the kill cam. You can call him out.
You're like, yeah, nope. But, I mean, so... I mean, as obviously FaZe started out as a content driven vision, you know, that you started, and you know, like as it progressed, like, you know, more people got involved, the right people got involved, obviously, and now you're just like, when did you guys say we're gonna do some esports, you know?
Yeah, so I remember Tommy had met up with one of the guys from Optic. I think it was Jambi. He became a member of FaZe later on, but they went to a gaming event. Or it wasn't Temper, actually. It was Resistance. Resistance went to a gaming event in Texas and met up with Jambi. And, that was like a competitive Call of Duty event. They weren't sniping or anything like that. It was like, you know, like a game battles type of thing, MLG type. I couldn't remember which event it was, but yeah, so he met up with them there, and Jambi, I think Optic had already had maybe a team going or you know, had like an amateur team, and from there they you know, started getting into it. That's after me though. That's like right after my Xbox broke. So they got into the esports stuff, and like I said, when I recruited Temper, it was from a competitive sniping tryout. So I could only imagine that's kind of where the team would go anyway. You know, looking back at the time, I didn't know anything, but now when we're talking about it, it's like, wait, Temper came from the competitive sniping. You know, we eventually got the Call of Duty team and stuff like that, and it just blew up.
Oh man, I mean, it's like, and then like I said, you're away for like, would you say like a year? And then you come back and you're just like, what the fuck just happened? You know?
No, bro, even longer than that. So that happened in like 2011, my Xbox Red Ring. So not even a year, maybe a year of FaZe existing. And like we were just about to hit 100K. We had just got the opportunity to get paid for our videos. Not made a dollar yet. We had just signed the partnership, and my Xbox breaks. And then... that's 2011. So 2015, they reach out to me. I fly to the New York FaZe house in 2016, February 2016. That's when the video is posted. So I didn't come back into the gaming scene until that day. Like that, when that video is posted, my social medias blew up, and I I asked Temper if I could borrow his vlog camera. Rain showed me how to edit on my little MacBook that I brought, and I've started posting vlogs from that little trip that I went. And from that day forward, I went home and I invested in an Xbox, and you know, I was working a regular job, and I was working a regular job all the way up until 2017, maybe 2018, and yeah, man, just been grinding ever since.
So like, this is 100% this is your full time job, creating content for FaZe.
Yeah, not even for FaZe, for myself. You know what I mean? Like, I create content now, just, you know, I'm Clips, but also known as one of the founders of FaZe. Like, I'm able to live off of TikTok, Twitch, and YouTube and stuff like that. And, you know, from different brand deals and other things like that, I invest in crypto, other stuff like that. Like, you know, just trying to, you know, continue to build every day.
I can only imagine, like you said, you're gone for so long, you come back, and it's like, you know, what happened? You know, I mean,
yeah, it was a whole new world.
What I was wondering, like, they're your homies, you know, you were playing online and suddenly you disappear, like you just said, right? Did they in some way try to reach you or not? Or did they only have your, like, they could only contact you through the Xbox, or how did
it? Yeah, no, there was no, they didn't have, we didn't have each other's phone numbers. We didn't, there wasn't a Twitter like that. There wasn't Facebook or anything like that back then. When we started, this is like 2010, bro. Like, when I'm a super young kid, you know what I mean? Like I told you, eighth grade, going to ninth grade. I wasn't really on social media, if there was any. I think I was on MySpace, but I didn't, only added people that I knew from school. You know what I mean? It was a different time back then, you know what I mean? Anything you heard on the internet, people were like, oh, don't talk to strangers, you know what I'm saying? So it was like that kind of stuff. And, you know, those, obviously those were the homies. But yeah, we only communicated through Xbox. And then when I made that video, they saw that video. Temper saw the video. He told me that they were all like overseas in a meeting or something, like, or in an Uber overseas, him, Banks, Apex, and they saw the video. And because you can't even see my face in the video. It's just me. I posted it on my birthday, and it's me in my car at like midnight, bro. And it's pitch black. All you can see is my voice. All you can hear is my voice. And I'm just talking about the history of FaZe. And Tommy was like, yo, this is him. Like, when we talked on the phone, he was like, yo, he told all of them, like, this is actually him. I remember, like, this is him. He's saying all the stuff that this is him. And we talked on the phone. He's like, yeah, bro, I already knew. Because then we were talking on Twitter and stuff. And he was like, from the stuff you were saying on Twitter, like, bro, This is it. So yeah, bro, it's just been it was like we picked up where we left off, and just homies playing the video game. That's really it.
I mean, it's like, I think, like, because I was in, like, you know, back then you're like, I was in a gaming community in Modern Warfare 2, Modern Warfare 3, stuff like that, called LHR. I mean, and I was like, I think if I was to meet up with those guys again today, it would be just like it was nothing, you know? I was like, oh, man. And you reminisce about maps, you know, Afghan.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Rundown. You're like, yeah, remember that? That one little spot, you know? Or, you know, yeah. And it's just like, let's just play, dude. I wish 360 was still like a viable console, because I've always said that the 360 controller was the best feeling controller in the whole wide world.
Oh, I agree. That was just a,
I still use the 360 controller on my PC for playing FIFA.
No, dang. No
360 controller.
Well, I mean, because
I'm trying to relive it every time, because it kind of breaks every time, but I am able to fix it every time.
I mean, because
put some tape on it.
Yeah, just put some tape on it, man. That's it. Like when the battery packs broke out, yeah. You know, you tape your battery packs on, or you lost the case for it. You put them in there and you tape, but. It's like the Xbox One controller, because I call them, you know, I got small hands for my size, you know, but like the Xbox One controller felt like I was holding like a brick, you know, and I was like, man.
Yeah.
And then when SCUF came out with the retro, you know, their controllers, and, you know, and I was like, it's made after the 360. This is a 360 controller, hands out, you know, easily. So.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, so, SCUF knew what they were doing with that one.
So they were a little bit ahead of their time. Well, oh, you yeah. know, and I think they just listened to it. It was like, everyone's like, I like this controller, but the 360 was the best controller. And I'm just like, you know, now it's weird you can get a PS4 controller that's like a 360 controller, but just everything's flipped. You know, I was like, yeah. Oh, hey, fuck.
It's totally customizable.
Yep. So, I just lost my train of thought. Give me a second. This is what happens. Just don't get old clips, man. I'm telling you, stop getting old. You won't ever remember. You know what you're
I'm
saying.
I'm just
gonna
press pause. Yeah.
This best. Yeah, exactly. Just stop. Just stop.
I wish I could have.
It's too late for you, Blaze. It's too late. So.
Rewind.
Rewind. So, that's what it was. Go ahead. I'm sorry. You gonna say, Blaze?
Nothing. Nothing. Go ahead.
No. Because I remember like when I was like. Before I did anything gaming, all I wanted to do was do YouTube, like, you know, that. I mean, my YouTube, I forgot my password, so I had to reset it, but I didn't have anything followage-wise, but I was like, that was my goal. I just wanted to be a YouTube editor, and I remember one day getting a random email from Machinima saying, you're doing good things, keep it up, grow, and I was like, that was like my incentive, you know? But I just stopped making videos. And what was that? Let me guess, your first capture card. So it wasn't a Hog Pog, right?
Nope.
I'm going to go with it was a Dazzle, wasn't it?
No, even worse.
Because I still have my Dazzle. It's like one of those things. Like I have my 360 because I'll never get rid of it. It's got like a Turtle Beach sticker because I had the X11s I thought were the greatest headphones ever. And I still have my Dazzle. And I was like, I'm never going to get rid of these things.
Yeah, I had a Blitzbox, bro. Ooh. You might have to Google that. It's a Blitzbox capture card. It was like definitely like a startup type of capture card. Didn't probably have the budget that the other companies had as far as marketing and stuff like that goes. But it was an interesting thing, you know, something I came across. I don't even remember how I came across it, but I was like, I'll get this. And I talked my mom into getting it. I think it was better quality than the Dazzle, but worse quality, way worse quality than the HD PVR. Like, it was still terrible. It was still terrible. No matter what, all across the board, terrible thing to have. And I just talked my family into buying it because I didn't want the Dazzle because I knew that the Dazzle was not good.
I remember, like, with mine, like, the coaxial cables, like, when I was, like, because... they would always unplug. I look over, I was like, motherfucker. So I to this day, I think I still have the same duct tape around them so they would never unplug.
Oh, man. Yeah, bro. Mine, it had the little red, white, yellow plugs in the back.
Yep. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, bro. But yeah, I still have it. It's under my bed. And it's funny that you said the thing about the Turtle Beach. I still have all of my old stuff, even the Xbox that doesn't work. So somewhere on that Xbox in the hard drive, there is the FaceClips gamer tag. And all those achievements that I had on Modern Warfare 2 and Halo, all that good stuff.
Like I remember Modern Warfare 2, the one achievement I had to do every time was Misery Loves Company. And I could not wait till I got to that level where it was like, okay, I got to do this. And I remember in pregame lobby one time, I was like, dude, I got Misery on Company unlocked. Someone's gonna be pissed off because I'm gonna cook this motherfucker. And they're like, yeah, dude. And I remember I found the dude that talks so much. He goes, dude, no one gonna get me with Misery Loves Company. And we were in like favela, and he was camping back long, and he was just sitting there. And I walked up behind him, and I positioned myself so because you remember how you could prone block people.
And yeah, I remember, it's so small on that map.
And I prone blocked him, and then. Then I just hood it, and I was like, yes. At the end, he goes, man, fuck you. And he got offline. But that was the one achievement I had to do every time. Man, I was like, Misery Loves Company.
That was a good one. I like the I actually like the campaign level, bro, where you would have to complete the airplane, where you had to do the airplane thing like really fast.
Oh yeah,
the
Mile High Club. Fuck.
Something like that. It was it was cool.
Blaze, you missed these good games.
I was in my FIFA phase back then, honestly.
Oh, dude.
Plus,
but back then, the sports games were epic too, though. Like back then, the sports games were way different than they are now.
I remember I played a game against KSI, and that made my day. You know.
Oh, so, yeah, that's.
I'm from that time, you know, and I had this YouTube group, Facebook group that we called J2DK, where we made tutorial videos and. We had like a Facebook group that had like 100,000 likes, you know, back then. And that was it, you know. And that's also how I got onto Twitch at some point, because we wanted to do like a live giveaway. That's how I got onto Twitch. And in the end, like everybody, you know, one went to college, one guy got a girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. So we stopped the group, and I'm actually the only one that's from the group still, you know, active in gaming and stuff like that. So,
wow.
So I can feel you on all that, except my group never became FaZe.
Yeah, man, that's just so crazy, man. Like I said, there's times where I just sit back and I'm just like, this is surreal, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think, like, from a Call of Duty standpoint, like, it's so easy to do, to remember those, like, because I think you look at, and like, we've done several episodes, and like, Blaze and I have sat, I was like, we understand games have to progress, but sometimes I just wish it was fucking so simple to keep the games. I think, like, I don't like the new map designs, you know, and I was like literally, I think this Call of Duty is the first time I've never played a Call of Duty. Like, after World War II, I was like, fuck Call of Duty. World War II, like, made it, like, the same, worst though, for me. And then...
That's what made me go to Fortnite, was World War II.
And I was like, I remember when I was streaming, and I was, like, so irritated. I was like, this is the last time I will ever stream this game. I will never stream this game again, because... It's like the worst ever. And then, like, I lost followers. Like, well, we came here for Call of Duty. I was like, no, you came here to watch me get shit on. But, you know, I was like, I can't play a game that I'm not happy with. And, like,
right.
you get shit on every game.
Well, you know what? I do it for the TikToks now, you know, dying in for dance, baby. Let's go.
That's a different beast.
So, but I mean, and you look at, like, in the modern.
No, he actually has a series on TikTok,
on TikTok
called Dying in for Dance. And he just has to play one evening of 3 hours with me, and he can produce like 4 episodes.
Oh my goodness!
And I have like that SpongeBob, that soundtrack that you can get from the music, you know. So I use it for that, and I'm just like, you know what? And people are like, "This is funny." And I was like, because, like I've said in a previous episode, I was like, everyone, like likes to watch TikTokers that like get like 769,000 kills in a game, you know, and I'm like, you go watch those people and they don't go off like that all the time. And I was like, so right. they clip these things together, like, I got all these kills. And I was like, dude, that's like you're wearing a different shirt. That's not even the same fucking clip, dude. If you're gonna, like, where's your integrity? I was like, dude, I'm gonna put my I die, you know. And like, my highest kill game I got with Blaze was like 8 kills. And I was like, dude, but we did get the dub. I'm happy. But I was like, that's not me. You know, I'm not I'm the caller outer. I'm here for your ammo. I pick you up kind of thing, you know, but
he's a support player.
Yeah, dude, I'm the rock. Like Tim, the Tap Man says, I'm the rock of the team. And
oh no, he's the rock that you drag along with yourself. That's what he means.
This guy again, man. But you know, but I was like, that's fine. I'm fine with that, you know? And I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to make, I like making fun of my own self, because I want you people to understand for you, like an OG content creator and an OG creator of one of the biggest esports orgs out there, is that creating content, no matter what it is better than no content. So, and I was like, well, I'm going to put it out there to see what happens. And people are like, dude, this is fucking hilarious. This happens to me all the time. Like, I died in the gulag because of an auto mantle. But my thing is that when I die, I compliment them, you know. That's the funny thing about it. I was like, I got to do something different. I don't want to be that guy that Blaze, like, says, suck dick, you know, or something like that. Or you suck, you're a cheater, you know. So, like, right. It started out as random. Like, I think Blaze is in the very first one I did. I was like, I love you, have a great day. And he's like, I love you too, have a great day. It's just funny how we said it, and it's in the clip. And
like, I'm mostly like, hey, you fucking camper, you finally got a kill, go call your mommy. I'm that kind of guy, you know.
And then, like,
and I hate the rule skins right now in Warzone. I hate them.
Sorry. You can't see anything with it.
I even adjusted all my settings to just see them a bit better, you know, just so annoying.
But, yeah, my screen turned into a glare because I was trying to mess with the brightness because of the stupid roll skins.
But I was like priding. I was like, you know what though? Let's give these. And I think I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna be positive today. So someone killed me, and that's what it was. I was like saying things like,
I think it was around Valentine, because I think I was yelling Happy Valentine when I died every day.
I was like, you know, you look good in those jeans. You know, your mom's proud of you. Keep going. You know. you're gonna get straight A's. Or like, I think one time I was like, hey, we're having meatloaf, you want to call your mom and ask her if she can come over? And I'm like, I gotta do something to make it worthwhile. And, you know, people,
yeah, no, that's funny, I gotta check that out.
And people were like, dude, this is fucking hilarious. So I was like, yeah, because I wanted people to know that as far as content creation, yeah, that people say that's bad content, but as like a small content creator, bad content is when you don't post anything. So I was like, right, you know what, dude, I gotta go with what I was fucking given, you know, shitty fucking gameplay, you know. And I was like,
hey, but that's how it is though, like you said, you gotta work with what you got sometimes. And hey, if that's it, that's you, man.
I'm the old guy, that's it. Blaze always makes fun of me. And then you get the guys like, you're a boomer. And I was like, not a fucking boomer. I'm a Gen Xer. So I mean, so you get back in, you meet with Tommy and all that stuff, and they're like, dude, you're back home. And so what is your plans and your visions of stuff that you want to achieve? Because like now, if I look at FaZe Clan, FaZe Clan has signed what, professional basketball players. You have what, isn't there like a baseball player in FaZe now?
Baseball, I'm not sure.
I know you guys signed LeBron James's son into FaZe Clan.
Ronnie. Yeah, so we definitely have a lot of partnerships and stuff like that with a lot of different industries. And I think that is so cool that we're doing that, because like I told you, like in between, like when my Xbox broke and stuff, like I was into music and stuff like that. And just being an internet kid and just being influenced by the internet and experiencing a lot of stuff for myself before I got exposed back into FaZe Clan's world of gaming again. Like what we're doing now is what I would have, like I said, dreamed about, like, you know, bridging the gap between gaming, music, and fashion. Like that's amazing. Like becoming a lifestyle brand, that's amazing. You know, like we said, something that's almost like a Batman signal, you know, people know what it is, like almost like a household name. That's crazy, bro. And I just want to continue to keep doing things like that, whether it be with FaZe Clan or for myself. Like I want to, you know, work on other brands and my own personal brand. I got a content house coming out in Vegas this year. I'm moving into a content house with some of my buddies out in Vegas. We're going to be doing like TikToks and stuff like that, a couple of different TikTok creators. So I'm really excited about that. Being able to live stream on TikTok like you do on Twitch and stuff, being one of the few people who can do that.
Wait, about the content house, you have spots for people to sleep over, right?
Of course,
you got a floor.
So if my girlfriend ever kicks me out, I'm welcome, right?
Come by, we hit the strip. You know, we enjoy ourselves.
Wait, we're going to strip bar. Let's go.
Oh, no, the Vegas strip. Vegas.
Oh, okay. that was my bad English, or maybe my imagination. That was the bad English, I don't know.
Oh yeah, the Vegas strip is just like a street, and it's where like all the
casinos. I'm messing, man. I know.
Because it's like, I think because what, like, I'm sorry, boys, go ahead.
No. I want him to finish his story. I'm sorry I interrupted you, but I got excited that I got an extra place to sleep when my Brazilian girlfriend kicks me out for the millionth time, you know?
Hey, it's all good. You're always welcome, man. But no, yeah, so, you know, I'm excited for the Vegas content house. I'm excited to continue, you know, posting content and stuff like that on the different social media platforms. I'm actually interested and what's happening right now with like NFTs and stuff like that. I don't know if you guys are into blockchain or crypto, but yeah, so like seeing how
I follow it as an economist marketing guy, I follow it from a distance, but I'm not totally on top of it, let's just say that.
For sure. Yeah, man. So like I'm interested to see how that works in the gaming space, like how those industries, you know, are gonna be intertwined with what I do, you know, currently. So you've been trying to see things like that, and you know, learn more about that too. Because
did you? We had a guest. He's called Arklegger, and he's with a company back in San Diego, and he also works with a company in Korea, and they invented this blockchain called COGS, that is used to link like values of skins in games with new games, like that you could like carry it over all the time.
Ooh.
And then it starts getting a certain value. It's called KOG, COGS.
KOG?
COGS, yeah. KOGS, yeah. And that company's kind of taking off. And also there's San Diego thing that he's doing with the old... one of the old managers from H1Z1, they have a new company now going, and I see more and more stuff from that popping off. He talks a little bit about COGS if people want to go listen to it in season one, Arclagger episode. But you should look into that. If that interests you, they're linking blockchain with gaming content and stuff, and they're like ahead of the game, I feel, you know?
Oh, yeah. Anybody who's in the space at all, whether it be, you know, like you said, if you know about it in general, because there's a lot of people who don't know about it and don't care about it. But, you know, it's definitely the future for sure. You know, everything's going digital. We're already on our phones. Everybody's looking at a screen for at least 6 hours a day and they don't realize it.
Yeah. When you said NFT, I thought that was like a Twitch copyright strike, you know, thing. And I was like, man, and I was like, something else is coming up to worry about. And I've heard it before. It's like, dude, it's easy. And like, I guess there's something, a cryptocurrency called Pi out there now, but there's no value to it. It's just that, you know, you can mine it on your phone and everything. And
there's a bunch of different things. That's the thing too, is like when it comes to the space, just like anything else, you want to make sure you look into it and stuff like that. So you're just going in the right direction. There's a lot of dead ends sometimes, yeah. You know?
So we'll do some quick cryptocurrency recommendations. What's the one crypto you would advise for someone like me? Like if I was like, oh, you know, Eclipse, I want to get into something. What's the one thing I should try to purchase?
You know, I don't want to give anybody financial advice, but I will give my opinion on cryptos that I'm into. I would say maybe... you know, definitely do some research. You know, you see Ethereum doing a lot of things right now. A lot of things are working off Ethereum. But I'm interested on like future projects, like the next like 5-10 year kind of things. So I'm interested in VeChain. I really like VeChain. The cash tag is VET, V-E-T. And what it does, basically it works off the supply chain. And it's doing a lot of good things for the supply chain of the world. It's for example, if you go to, you know, your supermarket and you want to see where the fish you're buying, how fresh it is, where it came from, how long it was at, where it was at. You know, if you're in the cannabis industry and you want to track that, you'll be able to see that on the blockchain. If you want to see how, you know, like where, you know, same thing, like if you order something off UPS, essentially, you know what I mean? Like it's everything will have like a QR code that you would just scan off your phone and you will see it. It has a lot of big partnerships out in China right now. And if anybody knows anything about China, you know, to have any type of partnerships and over there, you have to be good with the government. And I'm pretty sure they banned Bitcoin or something like that over there, but they're about to come out with their own digital currency. So this company VeChain has all these huge partnerships in this space where they're controlling pretty much the flow of this thing, and the floodgates are about to be released. So in my opinion, this thing is definitely a no-brainer. You know, VeChain is a no-brainer. If you guys are interested in crypto, look into VeChain. But there's also a bunch of good projects like Polkadot. I like Eagle, Elrond. If you guys want to look up Elrond, that's another good one. These are all like early stage stuff.
I mean, I think the evolution, because like as far as financials, like I remember no one carried around a bank card. You used to carry your money in your wallet. Now no one carries around money. It's on your debit card, or, you know, nowadays the evolution of your cell phones. You have Apple Pay, you have Google Pay, and everyone pays with their phone. I mean, this is weird that a gaming content podcast is going to finance, you know, not financial recommendation, but I'm saying, do you see that the extent of like money will go down? The like you'll get your paycheck in Bitcoin or whatever.
Oh, yeah. You know? I definitely see a different way of trading assets in the future, whether it be silver, gold, you know, money, US dollar, whatever it is. Because if you think about it, you know, for you to get paid $25,000, you're not going to get paid that tomorrow. If you did work for it's really hard for you to get that without getting hit with a crazy fee or it taking 2 weeks to get to you. You know what I mean? And so I think that's a valid problem that people want to solve.
Well, we were talking about CSGO earlier, and I was back in the days in the CSGO gambling scene, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And by some of the gambling sites that sponsored me, I got paid into Bitcoins, you know? And like, I'm sad I don't have them anymore because I would be filthy rich right now. But back in the days, I got into a divorce and I really needed money. I got like $500,000 of debts. It's a long story. Not my podcast, but I mean, not my story, but I mean, I had to sell off everything I had, even my pension plan and stuff like that. So just to keep my head above water. But if I would have, I was actually back then holding on to them. And if I would still have had them, I probably wouldn't have worked anymore now.
So, yeah, man.
That shit happens. You cannot predict that, you know?
It's
I'm talking about that cog right now, but I maybe have like one thing of that, right? So maybe it's going to be worth something. Maybe it's going to be worth nothing. And maybe like if I would buy 20, I don't have to work anymore in a year. You know, I don't know.
That's right.
I remember that there were these shows on TV interviewing people that sold all their shit and put their people, like their family in a caravan, living by the beach or whatever, or in a really bad circumstances. And that put all their life savings into Bitcoins. And, you know, some people were laughing at them. And some of them came back like now, like a year ago or something, or a few months ago. And people were like filthy rich, you know? and they were like, look at us now. And I'm like, yeah, it's amazing for them. But you can never predict that because there's so many stories behind that from people that lose money doing that, you know?
Yeah, my big thing about it right now is I'm not looking like at the price of things, of the coins, and like looking at it to like get rich and stuff. I'm looking at it like from a technology standpoint and like actual utility, because like, you know, like for Bitcoin back then, the people who understood that it was going to be used for like transfer the large amounts of money almost instantly, right, faster than like we talked about you would normally get it going from a bank wire or something, then the stuff that's built on top of it, you know, like that is what you want to look at now is get that knowledge and stuff. Like I told you about like the V chain and stuff like that, find these different technologies, companies, these startups, these blockchain companies that actually have great use cases. And, you know, because of what drives these prices is trends and utility. You know what I mean? Like you have someone like Elon Musk say something that'll influence people. And also, if something is actually changing the world, it'll influence people to want to get on, you know, on board. So that's where the way you got to look at it. Just definitely do research, because there is people who will blow smoke, you know.
Here we go, you guys. That's going to be probably his next TikTok series for his YouTube channel. You know, cryptocurrency recommendations by Clips, you know.
I did actually post it. I did that like as a new thing on my TikTok just to see if the content would work, and it did really well. I did top three cryptos that will go to the moon, like just kind of like saying that.
I mean, you know, I guess I'm just like apprehensive because I guess it could be a higher risk or high, you know, high risk, high reward, or high risk, low reward. I don't know. I guess it's something, I guess it's never too late to try out, I guess, you know. So.
Yeah, no, it definitely was cool. I got a lot of new followers from it too.
Nice. So now that we delved into the gaming side of the podcast, that's still cool, because now that when someone, I think it makes it easier when someone kind of breaks it down for you and makes sense. I mean, I know that there's the people out there that mine, and I remember in the 2000 graphics series, you know, you couldn't get graphics cards because the miners, you know.
Yeah, it's
obviously
still
now,
a thing, yeah.
You can't get a graphics card nowadays, or you'd be like me and get scammed out of $1,000 for a graphics card. Sheesh. You know, so
the resale.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
if you're listening,
Trinket
to this,
got scammed out of it, but yeah,
I did. So if you're listening to this podcast, kid, you're still an asshole. But anyway,
talk to him.
Anyway, so but like I noticed that like as far as like esports teams, content driven teams that are like headquartered in California now, or they're moving out, Rumors of 100T moving to Texas. Rumors of FaZe moving to Texas. I mean, I don't know. It's just that I guess it's because of the... I don't live in California. I've never lived in California. I've been there a couple times flying out to, like, Japan when I was in the military. But a lot of people will say that it's just the taxes in California. But you guys, FaZe, you guys have had houses in New York. You guys had houses in California. I mean, where would be the coolest place that you would like to see a FaZe content house at?
Oh, that's a great question, actually. I've only personally been to a few places in the United States. I've never traveled out. I would want to see somewhere international. That would be cool. Having, you know, some fresh international content creators. You know what I mean? That would be something awesome. Or, and even maybe mixing it up with some people from home base. That would be cool. But maybe
if you need somebody to set that up, I'm European, so you know, you can always
that's your guy.
There we go.
Belgium is like where I live, it's 3 hours from Amsterdam, it's 3 hours from Paris. So just give me a call.
He's in a nice sweet spot. Hold on,
yeah.
He keeps showing me videos, and this is what, like, it's weird because I'm like his content advisor, but I make shitty content myself. But I look at he's like, look, this is because he lives in Bruges. In Belgium, yeah,
they call it the Venice of the North.
And he showed me, he's like, look at this. I go, why aren't you fucking making a YouTube video about that, dude?
like it's almost cool. That's why I like Vegas too, because you know, when with the TikToks and stuff, it's like a backdrop. Like, it's, you know, people watch this, some of this stuff, and not realize it, but they're watching it because they like what's in the background, or they're watching it because they like the song that's playing, or they're familiar with the song that's playing. Even if they don't actually relate to the content or whatever, you know what I mean? So that's why, like, little things like that, like you said, you have a nice place where you're living. Maybe if you just walk down the street, pop a little Instagram story, you can turn that into some content. You know what I mean?
Nice. He doesn't listen to me clips, dude, man. Maybe he'll listen to you now, but it was like the one TikTok I seen, real places in the world that's mapped after war zone. So I don't know if this guy, like, traveled around and found these places. Like, Stadium is a real place, and he's recording from, like, Lefty Paint.
I knew where Stadium was from, dude. So, like, Stadium is from the arena from Shakhtar Donetsk, because it's a soccer arena.
Oh.
And then, like, Superstore, he's, like, standing outside Superstore doing the same thing, you know? I'm just like, that is actually pretty cool. It's like he'd show the picture, and then he'd, you know, so...
Yeah, that's so interesting. I would want to watch that too.
So, like, going back to, like, so FaZe, you guys have your hand in, like, everything. So it's just not gaming, it's about sports, obviously the apparel. What would be the one thing that that you would like for FaZe to get into as far as being partnering with?
Partnership that I would like to see.
Belgium, honestly, streamer. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm plugging for you, Blaze. Here, FaZe. There's already a FaZe Blaze. So you'd have to change.
You're gonna have to rock paper scissors for that title. There we go. That's another Rust movie one we need to see.
I mean, I play GTA RP on a Twitch RP server, and my kid is running around here with his little car. I don't know if you hear that.
But, no, we don't.
He's gonna be the next big content creator in like 10 years when he's 13. Anyways, I did GTA RP, right? And there was a guy that came and he called himself Blaze, and I called myself Blaze on the RP server, so I had to kill him, actually. So I did kill him.
He had to take him out.
I took him out, like, seriously. I took him out for good. He had to perma his character.
There's only one Blaze. Honestly, the partnership I would like to see, that's a great one. I would want to see something like some sort of arena or something. You know, we were just talking about Stadium or something like that, like the FaZe Arena or something like that, to where, you know, maybe there's an esports experience that goes alongside with the actual sports experience, or, you know, something like the YMCA or something like that, but for this generation of sports.
Well, because you guys, I'm trying to think. You guys actually, FaZe has an MMA fighter, right?
Well, MMA fighter.
No, he's like, I know he does content, but he also does, I'm trying to think of his name, but he does MMA. Oh, God, I can't think of his name now.
I'm so bad with all this.
That's why you notice he's getting old.
Oh my god! But I mean, I know he plays video games, but he also does MMA on the side. I can't think of his name now. It fucking pisses me off. Because like,
you mean the dude I played in the H1Z1? He had a picture with him and Dr. Disrespect where he's so little and Dr. Disrespect is so big. You mean that guy, right? He's not that tall of a guy. He also streams. Yeah, I'm trying to think of his name.
But I mean, what about like DJ FaZe or something like that? Like the music side.
Oh yeah, so we
Mighty
have...
Mouse. Mighty Mouse. That's
no, it wasn't. It's not Mighty Mouse.
Is it not Mighty Mouse?
No. I'll think of it later.
Yeah, like that'll be cool. Something like an we had Yachty. We had some more people too, like Roddy Rich and stuff like that. People who rep us and Banks works with a lot of like up and coming artists before they blow up and stuff. He'll put them in some videos and stuff, get, you know, put his followers onto them, which is cool. Like artists he thinks who are dope. Or if you see like now there were some music videos that were shot at the FaZe house that they were just living in. And also even before that, like Banks had some old Trippie Redd videos and stuff like that shot at the Clout house. And so like little things like that, you know, little collabs is always great. But as far as one that I would want to see, that's a tough one, man. But there's a lot of people who are in the music scene who are partnering up with different esports orgs. Like I think I just seen Kevin Durant partnered up with the esports org. Who else just did it?
Well, you look at like NRG. NRG has got like what, Alex Rodriguez, Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, they got Shaq. Like stuff like that too. Like, you know, we have big partnerships and stuff like that too. But I wanna see something crazy. But we're working on some big stuff.
I have an idea. Hear me out. Don't judge. FaZe Fraggin' and Laggin' podcast. I'll say it. That has a nice ring to it there.
I think they already have a podcast, no? Didn't Banks do some stuff?
Oh yeah, they have Mom's Basement Banks.
Yeah. Mom's Basement. Yeah, with Keemstar. Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. I just think that it just goes to show, like you said, someone that started out on an Xbox 360, created something, went away for several years, and comes back, and then you're just like, okay, here I am, you know? And I mean, that's just phenomenal. It's like...
Yeah, honestly, bro, it helped me find passion again, too. Like, at the time, like, I was fresh out of high school almost, like, for 3 years, right? Two, three years. I didn't go to college or anything like that. Wasn't the best student in high school, so I was like, you know, what am I going to do? What's going to be my career? And that's what I was trying to figure out. And then, it just so happened that something that I put energy in, a lot of energy in, and it's a lot of time in when I was so young, came back full circle. And, forever grateful for that, forever grateful for them reaching out to me and making that video with me and stuff like that. Like I said, man, that shit changed my life.
I mean, it's just, and I'm sure you heard it. It's like, dude, this is never, you know, people were probably ridiculing you and saying shit like, dude, FaZe, that's never going to be anything, dude. You're wasting your time.
Oh, yeah, bro. I remember back then when I was a kid doing all that stuff, spending all that time playing video games and talking about it and posting videos and going to friends' houses, bringing my Xbox, bringing the capture card and my little laptop and stuff like that, or asking to use their laptop or computer, and they'd call me a nerd or some shit. And those same people, you know, whose family want autographs or you know, you want to hit me up randomly.
Hey,
now
Clips,
like
can you
that.
Get me a FaZe hat? Come
yeah,
on.
they want a hoodie and stuff now, but I was a nerd. On, you know,
that's the thing I like
Wait,
about too.
Wait, I can ask for hoodies? I didn't know that.
No, you
I'm
can't.
Joking, I'm joking.
Dude, you're not from Florida, brother. You're not from Florida. You don't got it like that. Floridians.
Oh, man.
So, but no, I mean, you think about it, even the evolution of like not only esports, but content organizations, their apparel is like ridiculous, and I'm like, man, it's like Hex is doing his little the Hex Quarter stuff, and he's got Optic Allen with him, you know. So Allen is part of that whole thing. And I was like, man, this is kind of cool, and like I'm learning about what do they call it, drops or something? Is that what it is? I'm so fucking.
Oh
old.
Yeah,
like clothing line drops. Released. It's like short term, you know, and I guess that's
like
a way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like the drive to want it is you know even more, but I mean that's just it's just so cool that you started something, the vision you had, and what it's become. I mean, like back when I was doing like the, you know, like back when the YouTube, like Machinima was like the dream for everybody, you know. Now Machinima, it sucks that, you know, some of those videos are gone forever. And cause I remember I used to love to watch one guy from Machinima, his content that looks like he would be your accountant and do your taxes was fucking CNanners.
Oh yeah,
dude, I was like he would do those challenges on
right there
on MW2 is like, okay, get a nuke only using Rafika pistols. And he no kill streaks. And I was like, what? And he would get it. And I'm like, man, this fucking guy. Can you do my taxes for me? You know, when I'm doing this stuff. And like, you know, you've seen Hutch and like Mr. Sark, you know?
Oh yeah.
So, but I don't know. It's just awesome, dude. I'm sure like your inner circle people are so proud of what you've achieved, your vision, your goals, and
yeah, did you ever have like a talk with your parents about the whole thing and they'd be like damn, really?
Oh yeah, like when they seen my whole life change, like, because you know they knew me, you know, like they didn't know the whole gaming thing, and that's a whole new world. And like I told you, there was stuff, you know, that anybody in my opinion would dream about and stuff that I'm able to do now and travel and stuff like that. And so that for them being seeing me go from nothing to something, it was definitely like, whoa. And I told them, like, you know, that this is all came from when you guys didn't want to buy me that Xbox back then. This is what I was trying to tell you. It wasn't like a aw, like, you know, it was more like, dang, like, you never know. So you always gotta believe, you know what I mean? But like I said, if I was in their position back then, I probably would have done the same thing.
No, because you didn't think, you never thought like back then, like it would have.
There was no ninjas on ESPN, you know, there wasn't, you know, Twitch, there wasn't, you know, there wasn't Booga winning the World Cup, you know what I mean? It wasn't Ninja on New Year's Eve
on Times Square.
So it was a totally different time for gaming and just the internet in general back then. So that opportunity and stuff like that, I don't think anybody had that foresight.
Oh my God. But so kudos to you. And I do honestly wish your success increases tenfold. And we do what? Well, here's what we need. I need for you to do the 1v1 on Russ with Temper, and then you two come back on the podcast, and we want play by play of what happened.
We
can
sit here and commentate it. We might even just do it live.
You guys can
have the commentators.
Oh yeah, dude. Look, I got a good radio voice. I can do a good I got a good Blaze impersonation. It's pretty cool. He doesn't like it, so.
I'm waiting for it.
I wish I could kill people for real sometimes. Dude,
okay, this is going to be out there. So if something happens to me, you guys out there.
About to say he just incriminated himself.
good job. Got witnesses. So,
at this point, it's actually going to be worth it, I think.
But so what is your plans? Like I said, I know you've talked about, like, what do you see the things? Okay, I'm sorry, I'm stepping on my own toes here. So we do this thing called random two questions where Blaze and I ask you each a random question, and it could be about anything. Blaze usually asks for bank account and routing numbers, but I told him he's got to stop doing that. So if you could have created something else besides FaZe Clan, that's a big org out there, what would be the one you wish you would have created?
Oh man.
And I know this kind of remove yourself. You think of, and you guys, Tim, you know, Tommy, if you hear this, Banks, if you hear this, look, I'm not saying we want him out of FaZe or anything like that. This is just a question. So if you could have started something from day one other than FaZe, what organization would that be?
Bitcoin.
Oh,
that would.
It's so quiet.
I like it.
Are you doubting or?
No. Because I was like, you know, that's the one thing I like about the random questions, that we don't know what direction it's going to go.
No, yeah, I wouldn't gear it towards gaming. I would not change anything in the gaming space forever. Would never change anything about how it happened, what happened. Definitely think it all happened for a reason. So grateful for that, for FaZe Clan and that organization. But if I could start anything else, it would have to be something. I don't know. It would have to be something that helps a lot of people. It has to have a positive impact. I don't know, man.
Bitcoin.
Like, I want to change the world. and that, to me, that's what Bitcoin is doing right now. It's changing the world as we know it.
All right, Blaze. Your time to shine. I believe in you.
Ooh, hard one.
You know, no one knows who created Bitcoin, right?
Who created what?
No one actually knows who created Bitcoin.
Did you create Bitcoin and you're being shy about it? Clips, man, I knew it. You guys heard it before here first. Clips created Bitcoin.
Oh man.
Imagine. No. If you would have known what you know now, right? With the whole FaZe Clan and everything. Would you have changed anything from, like, if you could, like, step into a time machine and go back and give yourself that Xbox, would you do it? Or would you be like, no, it wouldn't make me the person I was now. I would be totally different than I am now.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it, man. I wouldn't do it. I would not change it. I wouldn't go back in time and give myself the Xbox. I know I was immature. Like, I just know, like, you know, like, I don't know. I just understand, like I said, everything happens for a reason. And if I went back, who knows? I wouldn't know what I know today. I would have been, you know, I wouldn't have learned. I would have had success early, and I kind of like that. I had to a different route to success, and I don't even consider myself successful yet. You know what I mean? So I still think I got a long ways to go to catch up.
I mean, because like you said, it made you appreciate things more now because it allows you. Because you could have been that young teenager that grinded in. You could have burned out like 4 years, you know, 3 years ago. I mean, like, I'm done, man. So
exactly. Yeah. I could have, you know, been like, oh, this isn't for me. You know, I could have burnt out. And there wasn't the, you know, gaming wasn't what it was back then. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't have had, like, you know, like you said, you know how you got that message from Machinima, and that was like, it kind of gave you a little pep in your step at the time. You know what I mean? Even if you eventually stopped grinding on your YouTube whenever you got that message. But you know, like, now that gaming is so huge and I am grinding at a time where there is so many different opportunities being, you know, becoming available every day, you know, it's definitely way more motivating than I think if I would have been doing it back then and got burnt out. You know, I would have had more reasons to quit back then than I do now, if that makes sense.
Dude, 100%, man. Fucking A, dude. But, so yeah, do me a favor, take a second, because you guys, all Eclipse information, will be down in the description below. Make sure you guys are showing him that love, that he deserves. OG creator of FaZe, and, you know, Tommy, DMs are always open. FaZe, fragging and lagging, does sound good. FaZe up, let's go.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you guys, fragging and lagging, for having me on this show. It was dope.
So yeah, take a second, go ahead and plug all your like little social media platforms and all that kind of good stuff, your sponsors, and then we'll go from there, man.
Oh yeah, I mean, shout out to G Fuel, you know what I mean? Shout out to everyone who supports me, you know, FaZe Clips, everyone who supports FaZe, anybody who's into games and stuff like that. You guys can follow me on TikTok at FaZe Clips, on Twitter at OG FaZe Clips, on Instagram at Clips FaZe. I'm working on trying to get them all one name. I would love to have just Clips on everything. But it's just like that on Twitch right now. So if you guys want to watch me play Call of Duty and slay out, get W's, twitch.tv/clips.
And Jake, you said he is sponsored by G Fuel. So if you guys are out there shopping, make sure you're using code CLIPS, and you're going to save yourself a little bit of money. And if you don't like saving money, then there's something wrong with you. So, because you could save that money and invest in cryptocurrency. That
there we go. And
Clips,
that's the future.
Clips created Bitcoin. You heard it here first. Oh. So.
The Clips coin.
Clips coin. Did you just create something right there?
We might have.
Clips coin.
We're onto something. Hold on.
Look, it's live. You know, when people hear this, they'll be like, I remember that time that he talked about creating Clips coin. So here it is.
There we go.
So.
And then they're going to be paying for their groceries with Clips coin.
Exactly. they'll be getting their V-Bucks using Clips coins. They'll be buying battle passes with Clips coins. Gonna be
there, we go,
taking over the world. So
one transaction at a time.
Exactly.
Now we're talking about Clips. Did I miss out on it? But how did you come with the name Clips,
bro? It's kind of a mix between like the clip from the game, like the extended clip from mm-hmm. Call of Duty. So that perk extended clip was kind of like what I liked. That was before you had attachments on in the game.
I thought it maybe had to do something with making clips, you know?
Right. So then that's kind of like what I adopted after, like, cause it was really just came from extended mags, from extended clips from the game, from that. And I just thought it was, you know, like that's me. I'm dropping bodies, every gun, every clip. That's me. Extended clips. So, my gamer tag was Call Me Clips with FaZe in the clan tag. And then I used the other Microsoft points to change my name just to FaZe Clips after that.
So there you go. The story behind it. I thought it was going to be like, oh, we're going to go out in here and hit some clips today.
Yeah, that's eventually what it, but see, like I said, back then it was such an early time. We didn't even call it that. Like, we were just, let's record ourselves playing video games. That's how it was. You know, like that was the verbiage back then. Then it became like we were able to add slang to it and stuff after that became the normal thing that we were doing. We were literally like one of the first people. That's crazy now that I'm saying this out loud. It's crazy because I don't get a chance to really say this stuff out loud. You know, this is all just stuff I experienced as a kid.
You can say it as loud as you want in this podcast.
Exactly, because you deserve it, man. 100%, dude. You're more than welcome to be back anytime, especially after the 1v1 with Tommy. We get play-by-play.
For sure. I'll definitely let you guys know. I'll get the VOD going, all that good stuff.
There we go. So, but, you know, once again, everybody that's listening to this podcast, whatever platform it is, from Spotify to Amazon Music, make sure you guys are giving us a 5-star rating, showing some love, follow, and you guys, once again, clips and information will be down in the description below, and show him that love and support, an OG FaZe guy. So, thank you, Justin, again. Thank you, Clips, and Blaze, thank you very much for being a part of this, and, we can't wait to hear what the future's bright for you, and we can't wait to shine bright like a diamond. Did I just go Rihanna on you?
You did. I might sing. I'll save it for the next one.
Don't make Junkette sing, please.
There was a time back then.
You were a rock genius. I was a rock guy.
But you guys, once again, thank you, Clips. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, Blaze. Everybody that's listening to the Fraggin' and Laggin' podcast, that's showing us that love and support. You guys, get out there in game, hit 360 no scopes, and you better be fragging out, because if not,
you're drunk at? No, you're probably lagging.
Oh, you're a dick.
Mom! 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 Get the camera! I gotta kill! Oh, my God, a kill! Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, mommy, I gotta kill. Finally, after 250 games sitting in a corner, I'm dying to the gas.